So let's review. Zok de Mishnah. Hakoyer she'amru rechava k'dei lekabel ariach v'ariach chatzi levena shoshloshe tefachim. The beam of the entrance of a mavi must be one tefach wide, so that half a brick, that is 1.5 tefachim wide by 3 tefachim long, can fit on it with a little cement on each side. The Mishnah continues. Rechava k'dei lekabel ariach u'briya k'dei lekabel ariach. The Tanna Kama holds it must also be strong enough to hold the brick. There's a machlokes around whether the supports of the kaira also need to be strong enough to hold the beam and the brick. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna says they do not have to be. Rav Chizda says they do. I'm Rav Sheshes. Heniach kaira al gabi mavoi uparis alav machzelis v'higbiya min hakarkos shloshim. If a beam was put on a mavoi and then a mat was hung over the beam, but the mat hangs more than 3 tefachim off the ground, we may not carry in the mavoi because kaira inkan, the beam does not help since it is covered, and mechitza inkan. The mat does not help because gedoyin baikimba, small animals can walk under it. The Brisa next discusses three unusual types of beams. Kaira hayoytzim b'koysel zeh ve'in negas b'koysel zeh. A beam that does not reach all the way across to the other wall. V'chein shtei kairas, or two beams that do not reach each other in the center, would be valid if they are within 3 tvachim of each other. And according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, within 4 tvachim of each other, because we apply the concept of lovet, viewing the gap as filled in. V'chein shtei kairas hamasimis. There is a machlokes about two narrow beams that each cannot hold a brick. The Tanna Kama says that as long as they are a tefach wide together, it is okay. Shimon Gamliel says they do not have to equal a tefach, as long as they are strong enough, when properly spaced from each other, to hold a 3 tefach brick along its length. The Gemara continues to quote from the Mishnah. Behuda Eimer Rechav Avapi She'im Briya. The kari must be wide enough, but does not have to be strong enough to hold a brick. If it is made of weak material, such as straw or reeds, we view it as if it is made of metal. Raha has an alternate version of Rabbi Huda, where he holds that only a beam that is 4 tefachim wide does not need to be strong enough to support a brick. But narrower beams must be strong enough. If the two narrow beams are at different heights, Rabbi Yisrael Huda holds, like his father Rabbi Huda, that we say royin, we consider them as if they are at the same height. However, he disagrees with his father, Rabbi Huda, regarding the maximum height of a kaira. Rabbi Huda allows a kaira above 20 amas, whereas Rabbi Huda requires that the two beams be lower than the 20 amas and higher than 10 tefachim. Akuma royin oisik ilip shuta. The Mishnah said that we view a bent kaira as if it were straight. Rabbi Zira explains that it is valid even if the bent part goes higher than 20 amas, lower than 10 tefachim, or even outside of the mavi, provided that the straight parts are within 3 tefachim of each other. Agula, royin oisik kehilihi merabas, kol sheyesh pei kefish leisha tefachim yesh pei rechiv tefach. The chiddush of the Mishnah that we view a round beam as if it were squared is to teach that we can assume the ratio of circumference to diameter of a circle to be 3:1. Just as the Navi describes the Yam Shel Shleima, the round pool that Shleima Melch built in the Azara to serve as a mikvah for the Kohanim. Once we discuss the Yam Shel Shleima, the Gemara teaches that Yam She'asa Shleima ha'yimachzik meyeh v'chamisha mikvah tara. The pool was large enough to hold the volume of water that can fill 150 mikvahs, each of which holds 40 sa. We learn from the pasuk, v'rachatz b'mayim is called besaret, that a mikvah must contain the volume of water, she'kol gufo yo'ila b'hen, that a person's entire body can be immersed in it, which is ama al ama b'rum sholosh amas, a space of 1 amah by 1 amah by 3 amas, in other words, 3 cubic amah. A space of this size contains 40 sa. Based on this, the Gemara calculates that the Yam Shel Shleima was 5 amas deep, the lower 3 amas were square and could hold 100 mikvahs, while the upper 2 amas were round and could hold 50 mikvahs. As part of this discussion, the Gemara teaches, Shema Minah, Hai Gutra Tilsahava, a vessel that can contain 2 saw liquid can hold 3 saw of solid when heaped. We would refer to it as 50% more. The Gemara refers to it as the heap being 1/3 of the total amount. Zok the Mishnah. L'chiyayin she'amru govan asar tvachim. The minimum height of a lechi at the entrance of a mavi is 10 tvachim. V'rachvan v'avin kalshu. The Tanna Kama holds there is no minimum width or thickness. It may even be kuchot asarbal, as thin as the string of a coat. Rabbi Yosi Omer, rechavan shleisha tvachim. It must be at least 3 tvachim wide. The Gemara goes on to discuss a lechi placed in an unusual way. Tana, asa lechi l'chatzi mavi. If the lechi was placed halfway through the mavi, they may carry up to that point, and we are not concerned that they will carry in the entire mavi. Amar Rava, If a lechi is raised 3 tefachim off the ground, it is no good. Even according to Shimon Gamliel, who holds that lavid can be applied for a space of up to 4 tefachim, a fence raised 3 tefachim is no good because gidayim baikim by. Small animal can walk underneath it. Rabbi Yossi Omer Ruchavin Shleisha Tefachim. There are two machlekes between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabban. Our Mishnah, where the Rabban hold that the width of a lechi may even be a kol shu, and Rabbi Yossi holds it must be at least 3 tefachim wide. And it's like the Shabbos, the Rabban hold that it is mutter to make a small amount of hilmi, brine on Shabbos, and Rabbi Yossi does not allow it. All agree that regarding making brine on Shabbos, we do not pass like Rabbi Yossi because we must follow the majority opinion of the Rabban. Regarding the lechi, there is a machlekes amiram. Some say that here too we do not pass like Rabbi Yossi because we must follow the majority opinion of the Rabban. Some say that we do pass like Rabbi Yossi for one of two reasons. Mishum dekoy Rabbi Kavasei, Rabbi also holds that a lechi must be 3 tefachim wide. Rabbi Yossi nemukah imoy. His logic and proofs are always very strong. Nevertheless, Abai said, we may use a very small lechi because puk chazim amadavar. Go out and see what people do. The common practice is to use a lechi narrower than 3 tefachim. Some used puk chazim amadavar to teach that hashesim maim litzamoy. Somebody who drinks water to quench his thirst should say shahakal nibidvar before drinking and burn the fashas rabbis after drinking.